In Audio presents
Celtic Poets, narrated by Ralph Cosham.
The description of an Irish feast, translated almost literally out of the original Irish in the year 1720 by Jonathan Swift. O'Rourke's noble fare will ne'er be forgot by those who were there or those who were not. His revels to keep, we sup and we dine on 70 sheep, fat bullocks and swine. A squibaw to our feast in pails was brought up, an 100 at least, and a madder our cup. Oh, there is the sport, we rise with the light, in disorderly sort, from snoring all night. Oh, how I was tricked, my pipe it was broke, my pocket was picked, I lost my new cloak. I'm rifled, quoth Nell, of mantle and kercher, why then fare them well, the de'il take the searcher. Come, harper, strike up, but first, by your favour, boy, give us a cup. Ay, this has some savour. O'Rourke's jolly boys ne'er dreamt of the matter, till roused by the noise and musical clatter, they bounce from their nest, no longer will tarry, they rise ready dressed, without one Ave Mary. They dance in a round, cutting capers and ramping, a mercy the ground did not burst with their stamping. The floor is all wet, with leaps and with jumps, while the water and sweat splish splash in their pumps. Bless you late and early, Loughlin O'Enagan, by my hand ye dance rarely, Marjorie Grenagan. Bring straw for our bed, shake it down to the feet, then over us spread the winnowing sheet. To show I don't flinch, fill the bowl up again, then give us a pinch of your sneezing, Ayane. Good Lord, what a sight, after all their good cheer, for people to fight in the midst of their beer. They rise from their feast, and hotter their brains, a cubit at least the length of their skeins. What stabs and what cuts, what clattering of sticks, what strokes on the guts, what bastings and kicks.